This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit his parliamentary constituency, Varanasi, today. During the visit, he will inaugurate and lay foundation stone for projects worth around 6,100 crore rupees and address a public gathering. Additionally, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone for various airport projects across different states through video conferencing. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched the Karmayogi Sapta National Learning Week at Dr. Ambedkar International Center in New Delhi yesterday. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said that through Mission Karmayogi, the goal is to create a workforce that will drive the country's development. He emphasized that new learnings and experiences from National Week will strengthen and improve working systems, helping to achieve the goal of Viksit Bharat by 2047. The Prime Minister spoke that the two AIs, Artificial Intelligence and Aspirational India. He highlighted that the need for both, stating that effectively utilizing artificial intelligence to drive focus on the Aspirational India could lead a transformative change. President Draupadi Murmu has reached New Delhi after the completion of the three-nation visit to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi. The visit came after a year of the African Union was made a permanent member of the G20 during the India's presidency. During the week-long visit, President Draupadi Murmu held bilateral meetings with the leadership of the three countries and interacted with the Indian diaspora. Delhi Half Marathon will be flagged off tomorrow at 4:45 a.m. from Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium. It will follow the routes including Bhishma Pitamaha Marg, Lodhi Road, Mathura Road, C-Exigan, Kartavya Path, Rafi Marg and Sansad Marg and finish outside the stadium complex. In view of this, traffic in South and Central Delhi will be affected and regulated for around 6 hours till 11 a.m. More than 35,000 participants are expected to participate in the half marathon. Delhi Metro's train services will also start at 3:15 a.m. from terminal stations of all lines except the Airport Express line and Grey line, Dhansa bus stand to Dwarka. The BJP released the first list of 66 candidates for the upcoming Jharkhand Assembly elections yesterday. The list includes former Chief Minister and BJP State President Babumal Marandi, who will contest from Dhanwar seat. Another former Chief Minister, Champai Soren, will be the party's candidate from the Saraikela Assembly constituency. As per the NDA's seat-sharing formula, the BJP will contest 68 seats, with candidates for the remaining two seats to be announced. Meanwhile, the seat-sharing arrangement for India Bloc has been finalized by the Jharkhand Assembly elections. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha and Congress will contest 70 seats. Speaking to the reporters in Ranchi, JMM Executive President Hemant Soren confirmed that 11 seats have been allocated to the RJD and the CPI-ML. He added that the seat sharing between the JMM and the Congress will be finalized soon. In order to strengthen India-Russia business ties, Embassy of India in Moscow hosted India-Russia business-to-business network dinner for Indian delegates of BRICS Business Forum. Indian Ambassador to Russia, Vinay Kumar, met with 18 industry leaders from India and Russia, exploring trade and investment potential and strategic partnerships. In cricket, India have set a target of 107 runs before New Zealand in Bengaluru in the first of the three-match test series. Rishabh Pant missed out a century after Sarfaraz Khan's majestic 150 helped India to score 446 runs in the second innings of the fourth day of the match played in M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. And that is the end of this news bulletin.